Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. How are you in our Lord Jesus? I'm going to request you move greets of your brethren and have a word of wisdom. A holy scripture that you share with them. Have a scripture you share with them, and it's the word of wisdom. Because in Jeremiah 8, verses 8 to 9,
he says,
if we've rejected his words, what wisdom is within us?
Now
share with them the word of wisdom, the holy scriptures there. Yes. Move on to explain to them. Explain them again. Another is not explaining to anyone. Have someone you explain to. Meet someone who get proof that indeed there is a point you've reached. Have someone you explain there. Explain to them there.
For
2 minutes would be enough for us. There I know you will go if I preach on the road and preach in the market. If you explain to them and they understand, you know that even the one on the roads they will understand. I've added 1 minute. You know, in the campaign we're going to, man will give you 1-2 minutes and you explain to them. You see that? Now use those minutes. Explain to them when and they are rich to understand revival.
Yes,
praise
Uganda.
Jesus much, brethren.
Let
me hope you've explained to them in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
Bible.
And the Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We're based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich onto you. Part 16 of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world. The second part of the worldwide call that God is what we promised to call, and
it's
based here in the nation of Uganda this year 2022. We move in the month of September.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
in the worldwide call, God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on his planet earth with an intention of hindering devils from turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. The world which was of homosexuals, men marry fellow men, women with women, every form of immorality, including have sex with animals, even those made by humans.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
Sodom
and Gomorrah, they ended in the fire to be burned. And the target of the devils in this time, we all get destroyed in hell and the lake of fire. By the intention of this work, to stop that evil works of the devils, even the second, to see that we prepare all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. For what we have promised, they say like that. on this work, according to Romans chapter
9,
verse 28 to 29, when he said God will do a work, as he finishes in the short and in righteousness,
say,
if God has not left a descendant,
he
would have been a Sodom and Gomorrah.
And in the
Philippians 1 verse 6,
he said
he who began a good work in us,
he
is ready to accomplish it with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So,
two intentions in this work: to stop the devils from turning this world as Sodom and Gomorrah, the world of homosexuals, men committing evils with each other, women with each other, even to cause that of those who destroy themselves in the lake of hell and the lake of fire. In the other, to see that we prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. So that work, oh, this final work on the planet Earth,
yeah, revival.
It is the revival and restoration of all things. Those God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning.
They
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. And it's the revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last. As he promised in the Acts chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, that he will send Christ who we first took in heaven, until restitution of all things will happen, because God spoke in his prophets. Now in that aspect, it's where we restore those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world. Praise Jesus much. In restoration of all things, revival and restoration of all things, those God spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning, done through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth,
in
fighting material against gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many turn to enemies towards God and they fall in hell, and the world appears to be in many curses, as he warns us according to Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8, that the changing of the gospel, it brought much troubles in this world and many toilings, even curses. But we have to go back in the other gospel, spoken of in the Colossians 1 verse
23.
Gospel preached to all creations in the heavens and earth. Everlasting gospel of salvation. Revelation 14, verses 6 to 8, that it speaks of. And
it's
the gospel of our salvation. Ephesians 1:13, it speaks of it.
So
that everlasting the gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise Jesus much. And
that
is spoken of in Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel, it will resume to be preached, to be a witness to nations, and then the end will come. So that gospel, Matthew 6 verse 33 speaks of it, that of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If it is restored, the gospel is restored. It means
if
gospel music is restored, is it not that? Sure. I think they both move together. Praise Jesus much. So restoring the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, to draw heavens unto the many, to be able to enter.
But
that's what he sent us to speak of in the Matthew 10 verse 7 to 8, that when we go, we preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand, we cast demons, we raise the dead, we heal sickness, freely we give, freely we give. It's not involving selling. And to tell people the kingdom of heaven is drawn near, appearing revealed secrets of kingdom of heaven, as it speaks in Matthew chapter 14 verses 11, that we are blessed to know secrets of kingdom of heaven. It means we are going to resume singing the songs of God as they are sung in heaven. For heaven is revealed to us. Those sung in heaven, and they will be sung in this world.
So, these
parts of the call, they two move together. That will help reveal all secrets of kingdom of heaven. It draws heaven. It opens up heaven to many people. When
he speaks
Matthew 23:13, he says, stood at the door entering the kingdom, and themselves never entered, and those who tried to enter, they could not allow them. He speaks in the Luke, saying, Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Sure. That they took away the key of knowledge, which would have opened for us. People are destroyed for lacking knowledge. When the key is taken away, we no more can enter. But through the key of knowledge, as the minister of full knowledge of God, we
are
given to live in the worldwide
God,
in the nation Uganda, and Uganda to lead the whole world in that work. The key, we have it straight. We have the key. It came from the heavenly journey. Yes. To be able to reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven. In there is where we reveal. You see, we bring worship and praise of God as they are done in heaven. They be done on earth.
That
we can reconcile with heaven when it's still early.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So on the other time we last saw, the way the Holy Scriptures, they were passed through the Spirit of the Lord in moving on to be fulfilled,
in
bring to glorify God the Father, God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. And we began on it. But this day, under that heading, we want to see why we praise and we worship God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit. Why they alone are the ones we praise?
Yet, there's
no any other creations they allow us to worship them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to move on and see that. Why do we praise and we worship God the Father, God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and God the Spirit,
whom
we know as the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord? Praise Jesus much. The reason which will be first, because the three agree in one, and they came from one, who is called God the Father. The first reason, because these three, they agree in one, because they came from one, is one called God the Father. Sure. That is the reason which gathers up all the other reasons why we appear to praise and to worship God the Father,
Katonda chigambo kutumanyi ngo mwana.
The word whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Omune Katonda omwoyo.
Even God the Spirit.
Gutumanyi ngo moyo mutukufu.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
Obo moyo wa mukama.
O Spirit of the Lord.
Obo moyo wa Katonda.
O Spirit of God.
Kubanga abasatu bano bakkanya mu omu.
Because the three agree in one.
Eranga bava mu omu.
And they came from one.
Ye Katonda chitafu.
That is God the Father.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So ensonga eyo tugenda okwetoloolizaamu ebintu byonna.
The reason is where we're going to move all things in.
Ye ensonga si masonga.
That is the main reason.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi oli ayinza okusiŋŋaana.
Someone can find you.
Kale ng'otendereza.
And now you're praising.
They
find you praise the Father. And another time, they find you praise the Son. And they find you. Another time, you praise the Holy Spirit. And they ask a question. Friend, why do you praise all of them? How can you answer them? You first answer your neighbor. Let me first see whether Jacob. Jacob answers him. Let us try to talk about it.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus Christ. Let me hope what they have begun on. We swear it will end as we've started.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus Christ.
So, Aboruganda.
So, brethren, that is what we want to move and understand. You know, when we are studying in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, we go and hear these words. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 21. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Yes. You know God. He formed us by himself. And we had that one. He formed us.
An
intention to show his praise. But this one is the Father.
And
out of him came all the others. Out of him came God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ. And out of him came God the Spirit. Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
O
Spirit of the Lord.
O
Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For when you hear that word, why are we meant to praise him? And he said, he formed us to show his praise. We worship him. But if he created us for himself, why again is there God the Word?
And
why do we also praise him? We worship him. God the Word. Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Christo.
Jesus Christ.
And
we also hear God the Spirit.
Whom
we know as the Holy Spirit.
O
Spirit of the Lord. Someone can ask you those questions.
May
read you Isaiah. Isaiah 43, verse 21. And God said, the people I formed for myself, that they show my praise. And you say, he created us by himself. Another can find you say, he said, he created himself and he praised us to be for him alone. Now you can forget that one God speaking, he is the Father.
Yet,
as others who came from him, and he confirmed that my word is God. When you read Ephesians 4 verse 6, speaks as he says this. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6. Ephesians 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu, kitaawe wa bonna, ali waggulu wa byonna, ayita mu byonna, era afuga mu byonna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes.
Katonda omu.
We have one God,
kitaawe wa bonna,
Father of all. Him we call God the Father. Yes, he's one God, Father of all. who is above all, we shall see him above the heavens where he dwells before creations happened. One God, Father of all, who is above all, he passed through all and he works in all. Him, the one who said in Isaiah 43 verse 21, the people I formed for myself, that they show my praise. Now Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6, one
who
speaks of one God, Father of all, who is above all. Because they can ask you, one called God the Father, where and who is he? That's the one God they say and speak of. Sure. And these three, they came from this original one. This is the original. They have said the three agree in one, because they came from one. Yes. Have you understood well? I want us to move from that step when you've understood it. And you've understood. Isaiah 43:21. God who speaks, that the people I formed for myself, that they show my praise, we speak of God the Father. And the proof that we've gotten in Ephesians 4 verse 6, and he said that one God, the Father of all, and who is above all, and he passed through all, and he works in all.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That is the Father. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, whom we speak of that you are our Father, we
too
are the clay you formed us. He is the one. Let us go, we see. Isaiah 64 verses 8.
Nayeka akano ayimukama gwechitafe feturi bumba nawe mubumbi wafe na fefe na tuli mulimu gwa mukono gwo.
But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay and you our potter, and we all are the work of your hands. Yes.
Nayekwe mukama,
but you, Lord,
which it
you are our Father.
We too
are the clay. You are the potter. That's where he began, he formed our spirits. But this one God called the Father, out of him came God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. And he said that he too is God. Yes. And the two, out of them came God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, and the one we call Spirit of the Lord, or Spirit of God. That is what we want to look at. For many we are going to ask you, one God, why did you join on him that is your Father?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we have been explaining to you right from Isaiah 43 verse 21, and he said, the people I found for myself, that they show my praise.
And
we want to see this one, who is he? This one alone, who is he?
When
we entered Ephesians 4 verse 6, and it explained to us, and it said that one God, the Father of all,
that
one they call God the Father, who is above all. Have you understood well? And is within all, and he works in all. Yes. We've understood him well. Isaiah 64 verse 8, and we emphasized him by the Spirit, as we say, and you, O Lord, you are Father, and the way we became our Father, because we are the clay and you are the potter. Sure. You've gotten proof.
There
are our brethren, the Muslims, and they say God does not give birth, and here you call him our Father, and they think the other way, the things of men and women.
But
it's not like that. You have a reason why you call him father. When you praise him, you call him a father. Because you yourself, you are a clay. Right from your spirit. He too is the porter. That's why we call him father. Not that there's a way he passed us in one person another.
Yes, you ever
praise us, Jesus. But this one God, himself, he began with God the Word.
And
in the Genesis, he said, Genesis 1, verse 26. Right at creation,
he had
others he was speaking with whom we want to discover. And if one urges against that, you first ask him.
But
you think in the beginning, God was speaking with who? Sure. Let us read there, we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse
26.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Yes. Now, Genesis 1 verse 26. And the God's law spoke, let's make man in our image, even in our likeness. You think God was speaking to himself? For those he speaks with, they appear like him, and they have a likeness like him.
But
in saying, he said, let's make man in our image, even in our likeness. Now, I don't expect you can speak to things which are not there. That you are just like me, and you are in my likeness. Now, let's make man in our image and likeness. If he spoke with one, you would have told him, let us make. Sure.
But in our image
and likeness, praise Jesus
Christ.
If someone wants to catch you where they came from, take them back as you think God was speaking by himself. And there are others who speaks to that you, let us make man. If he spoke with one, you would have told him, me and you, let us make man.
But
when he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, there are two others he speaks with. Yes. Right there is where we are going to bring God the Word, who we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. And we bring also God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord. Have you understood me well? You will always have an explanation when they ask you about your hope.
When
they ask you what you worship, you must know what you worship. How did it come about to be like that? All those are revealed by the Spirit of living God. If we worship in spirit, we also know what we worship. For that it tells it to us. In the John chapter 4. And he speaks to the other woman. In John chapter 4. Verse 21 to 22. John chapter 4 verse 21.
Yesu namugamba nti omuchala nzikiriza ekisera kijja kyebatalisinzizanga mu kitaffe ku lusozi luno newankubadde mu Yerusalemi.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Verse
22.
You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Yes.
He
told you we worship what you do not know. We worship what we know of well. People who worship in spirit and they are led by the Holy Spirit
and
they are in truth of the word of God. They must know what they worship. Are we together? And when you reach to pray a praise,
if it
goes to the Father, you know of him well who he is.
It
goes to God the Father, you know who he is. And when it goes to God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And you understand well who he is. If you take a praise to God the Spirit, Holy Spirit,
but
the one you call Spirit of the Lord,
or
Spirit of God, and you understand who he is. In the Genesis chapter 2, verses 18, God the Father himself came back, he said, now you see, man, we created him in our image, but it's not good that he lives by alone. Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 2, verses 18.
Mukama Katonda na yogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a suitable help. Yes. We are still having God the Father, whom the one God we saw, the one God, Father of all, where he gets the name God the Father. Have you understood well? Now, here in the Genesis chapter 2 says, the other he speaks to, he tells them, it's not good that man he should be alone. Want to make him a suitable help.
Umanyi Katonda chitafe master planner.
God the Father is the master planner. Yes.
Katonda chigambo.
God the Word.
Ye master creator.
The master creator.
Master architecture.
Master architecture.
Sure. Designinga.
He designs the plans of the Father.
Ate you Katonda
omoyo. God the Spirit.
Ye master implementer.
Is the master implementer.
Mukuru mukotonda.
He is master implementer. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You are going to understand them.
We
no more going to worship what we do not know. You know when you worship Allah, Allah has a specific direction he lives. What you do if you want to confuse him, you pass by the direction he does not live. I'm not confident them, but themselves, they do them like that. That he has a direction he best to see you. If you worship him, you look there.
But
now, what do you want? You want to confuse him. You pass the direction he has not see you.
Ayaya.
Have you understood me well?
So, Katonda Chitafe.
So God the Father, after he spoke in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26,
others
speaks with, let's make man in our image, even in our likeness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
He came back in the Genesis chapter 2, verses 18. And again told them,
it's
not good that man is alone. Make him a suitable helper. A suitable helper. Yes. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, he came back and told him, man has become like one of us. Now, these ones, who are they? Who you cannot be equal to them? These three, and they agree in one because they came from one, and you can't be just like them. Yes. Because you be just from the garden as the sisters, wanting to be just like them. Genesis 3, verse 22. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba, omuntu afuuse ng'omukufi, okumanya obulungi n'obubi. Kaakano, aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu, okulya okuwangaalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Yes.
If
a man has become like one of us, to know the good from evil. Yes. Now, these ones who are they? One of them
has
become like one of us. These ones, who are they?
Sure.
One speaking, we already got to know that he is God. He has a word upon him, our Father. Yes. Yet he has his companions whom they are equal.
And
if you want to be equal with them, because you be chased from the garden. Because that's be chased there with the Adams.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. Now those
three,
as they are the same, that's the way we worship them. They are in the same appearance, in the same image and the same likeness. Watch the first name. This one is called God the Father.
Oh, no.
This one. God the Father is the master planner. Anytime you hear things involving planning, the master planner, he is the one involved.
There's
a professional in designing, master
architect,
the master creator, who is called God the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Now there is the other, the Master Implementer, God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Master Implementer, the Master Implementer. He was sent, they were all created.
You cannot
worship him as a creator. Yes. He is God. Sure. My God. Have you understood what you worship? As we are there, in the Genesis 11, the Father came down and told them, now, man is determined. Let's go confuse the tongues. We confuse the tongues. Still has others to speak with. Let me tell you, if you want to know the realities of God,
of
and they are of the living God, all they are in the book of Genesis. Yes. Speak of the existence of God the Father, even God the Word.
No,
God the Spirit.
They
are all in Genesis, many of them.
I would have
read of others, but let me read it on these ones. Satan, it pains him, he
says.
Even those, why don't you read them?
They
profit you of what you fell long back.
Let's
read Genesis 11. Genesis chapter 11 from verse 6.
Mukama n'ayogera nti laba, abuli eggwanga limu, era bonna balina olulimi lumu, era kino kye batanula okukola, ne kaakano tewali ekigenda okubalema kye baagala okukola.
And the Lord said, behold, the people are one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Verse 7.
Kareno toke tutabulire tabulireyo olulimi rwabwe balemo okutegeera enjogera yabwe bokana bokka.
Come, let us now go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Yes.
Achagamba mujje tugende.
Let's come, let's go.
Let us.
Let us. Let us go. As we were there, Isaiah 6, he asked, we are not going to go away. Who shall go for us? Praise Jesus much.
And
they said, well, who will go for us? And they said, the son want to go? God, the word, you be the one to go. You the son. It's you to go.
God,
let it be you to go.
There,
the spirit is the one who confused our tongues.
Did you see,
Acts 2, when he came back to restore them?
Yes,
it's like a story, yet it's the truth. It's not easy to speak about it, except when you have light of knowledge. Let's read in Isaiah, we see. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 8.
Nempulire eddoboozi lya Mukama nga lyogera nti, natumani era natugendera ani? Ne ndyoka njogera nti, nze nzuuno, ntumanze.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am. I send me. Yes. God the Father said, whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
For us.
You know, all along this for us. They have come speaking to each other. But we only hear of one speaking. He speaks of his companions. But he said, these ones, they are just like him in his image. In image and likeness, you cannot separate them. What separates them? They are their name, that God the Father. And we know that is the master planner. Yes. Great in counsel. Great in counsel. Yes. And we know that is God the Word. Whom we know as the Son. Jesus Christ. Him. Is the master architect.
He designed
everything in the heavens and the earth and how they will be. Now we have the master creator, God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God. He was sent, they were created. He's the master implementer. The plan of the fathers was drafted,
as
designed by God the Word, and he implements it. We see heavens and earth with their fullness. Father planned, he said, I want the heavens and earth,
and
things like this and that. And Jesus and designed as these have designed here. And the Holy Spirit. Where should I put them? Yes.
He
wants them here as they are today. Heavens and earth with all their fullness. The Spirit said, let me go put them there. I want to worship what you understand. When we had the message we finished before, some people, when they knew of God, and they did not glorify him as God. Read in the Romans chapter 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
I want to understand well your God. You rather praise. Worship will be real. And within you, you understand it. And you see your Father in heaven. And you know him clear. Jesus the Savior. My God. I know him much.
That's
why there are times you pause and you try to sing. The Holy Spirit guides us. And you feel it within you. And you just sing.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Wake me from sleep to explain you how they are. I straight begin.
Ha, ha, ha. Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus. Naye munango kuva ku
rubereberi nga
batuze tuwulira. Right from the beginning as we've come hearing. Rubereberi sura esooka olunya olw'okubiri. Genesis 1 verse 2. Kuno rwabiri mu omukaaga. Verse 26.
Ali mutoola.
They were together.
Era tuba tuli awo.
And as we were there.
Nga mu Yokaana emu emu batunnyonnyola.
John 1:1 they explained to us.
Bwe yali ayogera nayo kuliko ono.
Those we are speaking with, this one was among them. He speaks it himself. Let's pray to the John 1:1.
Yokane sura esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
John chapter 1 verses 1.
Ku rubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo n'aba wali Katonda. Kigambo n'aba Katonda.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
What was there in the beginning always spoke with. That one of those were present. That was the Word. The Word. And He's with God. And the Word too is God. Now when He closed flesh here, we saw Him as the Son. It's very interesting and clear. Right there, even pocket, and I pose on Satan to feel the pain. That thing you tell me, whom I worship, I know him. Pocket in your pockets. And you feel the peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They have not told us the ones he spoke with. In the beginning was the Word. The one he spoke with in the Genesis. Yes. Wisdom like that. So elevated it fails the fool. Yes. You read John. John 1 verse 14.
He's
one
who
closed flesh. He came down here.
Yes.
Let us read well.
John chapter 1
verse 14.
Kigambo n'ayambala omubiri. N'abeerako gye tuli. Tulabe ekitiibwa kye. Ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo. Eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe. Ng'ajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
And the Word closed flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes.
This
is the Word is the one who came down here and declared the flesh. And we saw him as the Son. One begotten of the Father. In this field of grace and truth.
How
long you heard me say? We worship God the Father. Even God the Word.
Whom
we know as the Son. Jesus Christ. Yes. When we say whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. We joined John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God. Why we attach on Him God the Word. Sure.
But talking
over when we talk of the Son, John 1:14, the Word closed flesh. We saw Him as the Son.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. And we saw Him as the Son. Sure. Even the name was called Jesus Christ. And the name they gave him is of the Father. But those we shall go into
Till
you see that existence and we praise them. And then we understand well. You know, you see, though we praise today, you're going to go in the road and you're praising the Father and you understand Him.
But yes, you must
praise Jesus much. What's important to understand what you worship? Worship it in great elevation. There you don't understand well sometimes. One honorable, you may not honor them enough.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Now, after I came down as the son in the Hebrews, Hebrews 1 is saying, but though he's the son, as he's down there, me I call him God, and he also has his throne here. That is the father speaking that. You who doubt, you are thrown, O God. And he speaks to the son. Let us read.
Hebrews
chapter 1, verses 8.
Naye ku mwana ayogera nti, entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberere mirembe n'emirembe. N'omuggo ogw'obugolokofu gwe muggo ogw'obwakabaka bwo.
But unto the Son he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Yes.
Omanyi Katonda ono.
You know this God.
Katonda omu.
One God.
Chitafe.
Father. Yes.
Yali n'ekigambo.
He was with the word. John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word is with God, and the word, he is God. As we were there, at the beginning of AD, at the end of BC, and the word has come on this world, he has closed flesh, we see them as the Son, filled of grace and truth. As we are there in the Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8, and he tells him, though he's down there as the son,
he
speaks of the son, your throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of your righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
He
the son is God. We praising him and we praise him in the morning, even in the evening. Satan feels pain. You know to praise with the one you know. That's why when I'm the praise, I'm not joking with it. I don't joke. Because you do not know what to
worship.
Because you have not been in the spirit.
Because the
spirit, how he is. Sure. When the son was on the world,
yes,
in the heavens, God the word, on the earth, God the son. This issue of God the son, I have ended it. Take a finished it, take me back. In the glory I was in as God the
one.
Right in the beginning, as we spoke, as we try to speak and chat. Yes. You teach knowledge of God, you feel the sweetness. Peace. Let's read John verse chapter 17. Verses 4 and 5.
Yokane sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
John chapter 17 verses 4.
Nze kugulumiziza kunsi kubanga omulimu gwe wampokola ngukomekereza.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do.
Olunyoro 15. Olunyoro 5.
Verse 5.
Ayi kitange ne kakano ngulumiza gwe wamunawe mu kitibwa kiri kinali nakya wamunawe.
And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Yes. Glorify me with yourself. As we spoke with each other making plans of creation. Yes. Take me back in the John 1:1. In the beginning, I'm there with you. You God, and me too, I'm God. Yes. As we were there, you took him back. Revelations chapter 19. And his name is the word. The word of God. God the word. And he went back, we worship him two ways. We worship him as God the word in heaven. And as God the son was on the earth. And the praise is moving. Now you can say, you are one day God the word and your praise. You are one day God the son and you died for us.
Yeah.
The devil is going to inflict pains on even those who call themselves gods. For here when I seek them, I don't see them. Right in the beginning, they were not there. They don't even understand, they have foolish heads. How dare you be in one direction?
Yet humans,
you created them walk by all directions. Then you are lacking in your creation. Now these who speak that Mary.
What
is Mary here in the beginning? That Hail Mary, Mother of God.
Here,
in the beginning, we don't see him begotten this word. Have you seen him there? At the beginning was the word. And the word was begotten by Mary, brought him out like that. This is not serious. People, you are not serious. Mother of God, my God. God was pleased, he chose her. He said that you are blessed. For the word is going to clothe a flesh in your body. He was already there. Even in your womb, he came to clothe flesh. He said that he clothed it himself. For he is God.
And
when he
is
in the womb, he clothed his body.
That's
why John 1:14 says,
and
the word clothed flesh. He clothed it himself. Praise Jesus,
Lord.
Now you still call him those. Even Jesus, the son of your womb, he too is blessed. Joking. Stop that familiarization. In heaven, they know him as God the Word. Revelations chapter
19.
Revelations chapter 19 from verse 11.
Nenda ngazibikuse era laba embalasi enjeru neyali agitoddeko aitibwa mwesigwa era owamazima nembutuukirivu asala emisango era alwana.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon it, it was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Verse
12.
His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse
14.
He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Yes.
We
spent long when we didn't know him. He visited the Abrahams. Abraham said, the word of the Lord came to me saying, the one who came to all the prophets, one was called the word of God came to me. Before he closed flesh, he always appeared to many prophets. Them two did not know who he is. But they said the word of the Lord came to us. There are those of some believe that we worship God. That son should not be worshipped as a mere son. You are very familiar. Would you scoff at and mock? Offsprings of the evil ones. Stop familiarizing God the Word. Whom you know as the Son. Even what you know of him is not of truth. And you know how to speak of him things which are false. My brethren, my goodness, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. You know he came from the heart of God, even the mouth of God, and he manifested. We too, our words are in our mouth and in the heart. Even the word was like that in the Father. That's why they end up saying the three agree in one.
For
they came from one called the Father. Yes. You know in Romans. Romans chapter 10. He said the word is not far. Let us read we here. Romans chapter 10 verses 8.
Naye bwogera butya nti ekigambo kiri kumpi nawe. Mukamwako ne mu mutima gwo kye kigambo ekyokukkiriza kitubuulira.
But why says it, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart? That is the word of faith which we preach. Yes.
See,
just as our word comes from our hearts and it passes through our mouth, even it's the way Christ was in the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son. It's the way he was with the Father. He spoke even the John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is with God. Sure. Where? In his heart. In his heart. Now in his real heart. Sure. In his real heart. If you dare touch him,
that's when
he loves the world, the love which comes from the heart. He gave his son. I'm giving you my real heart. Yes. All things.
The
person gave up his real heart. God the Father.
To
give up God the Word. Who we know as the Son. Jesus Christ. Was giving up his own heart.
So
when he said God loved the world, he gave up the Son.
No,
love comes from within the heart.
He,
God that came from his heart. Gave it up. That it saves. My mind. God the Word one day said,
spoke
in the mouth of King Solomon. He said, the Lord was with me where his way began. Right at the beginning as we began. We were together. Sure. Before the world existed. Before he formed the things in it. I was set forth from the everlasting.
He was with people
before they thought to create heaven and earth. Before those plans came in. Have you understood well, Jesus? Now, Jesus, this child you make cry on the Christmas day in you, that your foolishness. You know, Christmas. The child wakes up morning crying. That
he's
been born. Is that the way he gets born? On the cross, he left it there long back. I see you walk with him on the cross. You of the religions. He left in the basket. He left it. They wake up on the Christmas in a basket. Carry him.
Christmas.
On the Christmas.
I don't know. Easter.
On the Easter. He's dying.
Kakati omu azalibwa mugwe ku Christmas.
He is born in you on Christmas.
Kati ku Good Friday
abafa. On the Good Friday he is dying out of you.
Biche byo mukola.
What is that you do?
Kakati
now.
Boxing. Ne musabule
ngumi na afuruma. The boxing day you box him out of the hearts.
Katatene muzaro
you birth him the next Christmas.
Eh Christmas
next Christmas.
Abada muzari.
He's born again in you. Is that you do? Now he told us like this. Concerning his beginning with the Father. Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 22. Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. You hear? The Lord possessed. That is John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word is God. Proverbs 8:22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before he was of old. The way of the Lord. How did he appear? You cannot know there. But in the everlasting. Beyond above all the heavens. You go above the heavens. Now. You reach at the beginning and the end. You pass there. You go to the everlasting. They were together. He possessed him. Sure.
Possessed
it. He was within him. He engulfed him. He was within him. He comes from him. We worship what we understand. I'm sure. Restore those who worship God in spirit and truth. It cometh from the east, indeed. In Uganda.
Africa.
It spreads the whole world.
Can you explain
what we worship well and how it came about? Who can explain that? Let me get a seat. I even sit down. Let me sit down. My. What a peace. To worship at your understand. You know what it means. Let me sit even. My. You read as we listen. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekubuliwe lyasokera. Okusoka emirimu gyejedda.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse 23.
Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe, okuva ku lubereberye. Ensinga tennabaawo.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. Listen that word. Let me stand up even. This seat should remain here.
He was set up.
You know the word to be set up? Okuteke wawo. He was set up coming from the Father, right from the everlasting. Those who do not know him. You know, he came on the advent, he told them, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. They thought
that me are
Jesus born of Mary.
Mwe.
You.
These were
onto the things of the Jews. That this is not the son of Mary. That's madness. Tell you he's the son of Mary. If his brothers are here, do you know what you speak of? Let's finish Proverbs, we see. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 24.
nga tewannabaawo obuziba nazaalibwa ensolo ezijjudde amazzi nga tezinnabaawo.
When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Yes.
Before the depth of
Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2,
even
God created heavens and earth.
The earth was
void and mixed up.
Spiritual
depth of the waters. Before that was there, he was there. You know his birth? Not this of Christmas. That you are in the shadows with the birth of Christ that we know. It is of old in the everlasting. Before the world was set, he had been brought forth and he had brought forth from the Father. And he is called the Word and he is called the Son from old.
The
Father as is in the sky in heaven and it's open in Matthew 3:16-17.
That's
my beloved Son. Listen to him. Don't come to me. How come you finish a statement in another way? How we don't see there in John 3:16-17. John 14 verse, no one goes to the Father except you pass through him.
He said,
listen, if you do not want, you will not come to me. That they were catching me there. That I've added to it. Don't take away.
The
other book is in me. I am there, I'm enjoying myself within it. What I speak, I know where they are. God fed me his words. Boy is full of pride.
Now
you two get the pride and speak these words. If it's pride, speak. You to get the pride, speak and start from there. You finish Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
25.
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth.
26.
While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the first of the dust of the world. Verse 27. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the depth. Yes. In Genesis chapter 1, God is preparing heaven. He said that what I want that it be separated. And the word was asking, separate like this. And the
Holy Spirit
said, okay, let me do it like this. It is that. And that is it. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
27.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the depth. Verse
28.
When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. Verse
29.
When he established the clouds above, When he gave this, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his command, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Verse
30.
Then I was by him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Verse
41.
Rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Yes. He said he was there.
Master architect.
As the master architect.
Master planner, master designer.
The master designer. Drafted little plans of creation of heavens and earth. As the father told him of them. And after they had been created, his joy with the children of men, we. That's why he came here. And he was here of old, and he was creating. Old in creation. That's why they say he was in his own territory. But you was in his territory. You didn't receive him.
You think
we got to know who was here? Not at all. But now we move to understand him well. Let me conclude because of time. Sure. Let me read the John 1. John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali munsi ensi yakolebwa ko bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera.
He was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. Verse 11.
Yajja mu matwale ge naye ababe abali mu matwale ge tebamukkiriza.
He came unto his own territory and his own received him not. Verse 12.
Naye bonna abamukkiriza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
But as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Yes. You know what happened? Jesus came here in his own territories, according to John 1:1, John 1 verse 9 up to 12. He was in the world. The world was made by him. He came in his own territory. Was in his own territory. They never knew him.
He
didn't know who had come.
Perhaps
we thought it's the son of Mary. My. And we are on God the Word. And we are on God the Word we familiarize him.
But
could we have believed him?
And
has power to become sons of God. Those who believe his name. And we
confess
Jesus is Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
Bible says in the Philippians,
God
was equal to God.
Right,
equal with God. Even the Father.
Man,
didn't think of that as he was on the world. Friends, when I worship, praise God the Father.
Understand
one God. The Father. God the Word. We know understand.
We
understand how he is. As the Father is indeed is. Yes. Philippians. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not a thing to be grasped, to be equal with God. Yes. You see, he was equal with God the Father. Jesus humbled so much. Now you want pride is disturbing you. Look.
Inspector General Prophet 1.
General Prophet 1. You have your jokes out there. But you end it in hell in your torments in Christ. If you do not repent.
Yesu yajja ku nsi n'atetuma ko inspector general.
He never called himself inspector general.
Nga yenkanira ddala ne Katonda.
He is equal with God.
Naye kisinga okwewunyisa.
But what surprised most?
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Ye nnyini kye kifaananyi kya Katonda
atalabye. Himself is the image of the invisible God.
Era yatugamba lumu.
And he told us one day.
Kyalabye kunze nga alabye ku ye.
He has seen me as seen of the Father.
Naye Yesu oyogera
bichi. Say Jesus, what are you speaking?
Bafaanagana n'abantu.
Yet they are just alike the same.
Tugana Yesu
akulabye. Jesus, who has seen you?
Aba alabye
kwani. Has seen the Father.
Bigambe ebyo byonna.
Those words.
I would have
spoken much on him. How do you see we start from there? Because the Son by him created all things.
Spoke
is the express image of the Father.
He
was the first to come out of the Father.
Then
we see the Spirit. The Spirit was there in the beginning. He spread on the depth of the waters. In the Genesis. Genesis
1:1.
In the beginning God created heavens and earth. The earth was without form and void. In darkness upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. He too was there in Genesis. Among the others he spoke with, he too was present.
We
still need to see what concern him. We cannot finish them today. We
have
finished those of the Son. We've not finished them. No.
Still
see when he came from the Father, how was he appearing? And he is just like him. And we have to see the Spirit. For in Corinthians it says, no one knows the things of God.
Says
the Spirit of God is in him. He too came from him. They were with him right from the beginning. We have many things to know. At least we sing of songs of the hymns. And those of the bands we sing, at least. What we worship, we understand it. Let me speak this when I'm seated even. The peace allow me up to. What we worship, we understand it.
Restore
those who worship God in spirit and truth. It's an easy work. We can handle it very well.
He
did speak upon us not intending it.
Zephaniah 3:9-10.
That my worshippers beyond realms
of the earth.
We've appeared already.
We've
appeared, Father.
Thank you,
Father Almighty.
We
give you glory and honor.
God,
Father, who chose us.
You see how you've
given all this knowledge. We know what we worship is you.
Father,
above the heavens. Your
word
in the
sun,
heavens. Your spirit spreads everywhere.
Ay, ay, ay,
my
ay,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That one is a choir tonight.
Let's welcome the choir. As if you feel
you
want to speak more. But let's agree. The Spirit, we agree.